I guess my, how have they not been assessed for that property?
There was, Kenny found, and correct me if I'm wrong, there were three or four lots of the original plat and subdivision that were in that one parcel. And they, whenever it happened, looked like it'd been that way for lots of years, they had only taxed them for one of those lots. They'd only put land value to one of those lots. And there was actually three or four lots there. And through the process of the split, they found that.
So when you pull it up on Beacon, originally it showed, well, it still shows just one big lot, but you're saying there's actually three there?
One parcel.
There's two.
But there's
two lots there in that one that shows on Beacon, lot four and lot five. I think that's right. And
so it was already platted.
Yeah, it's a replat, I think, actually. But if you look at the values that the parent parcel had, it was so much per square foot times the square footage. Well, after the split, the parent parcel was at the same square footage that it had always been.
So Cody's convenience store was owned lot 3 and 4, it looks like, and they sold lot 3, but they'd only been paying taxes on lot 4 all this time. Looks like it goes back to 2009. The value's been $141,000 all this time.
Brandon, there's, you said the owner was, I'm not.
Where's mine, Mary Lou? Located.
He didn't take you enough. There's
who owned it, as you say?
It's a property company on Springfield.
I'm still not real sure where it's at. Is it a
you know where the La Quinta is?
Yeah.
It's in between La Quinta and Menards.
Oh.
Out in the corner. I think it was there. Just to the east of
it. Same owner used to own the Cody's convenience store, which is now Comico.
Oh, across the highway. Okay.
This one, well, we're pointing at now is that new Shell station. Because here's where Menards is at.
I've heard that Shell station is pretty nice.
So what we need is to make a motion to leave.
It ain't worth nothing.
Do we set values on both of them now?
No. Just she's paying that one. They're staying at that.
Okay.
And then 04 staying current. And setting that A&M pizza to 101,660.
You want to make that into a motion like that?
Motion that 004 stay at current valuation of 141,838, and to set 006 at 101,660 from zero.
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
We have one abstained. Four ayes, one abstained.
Looks like all we got.
You're on your own.
Boardwalk. Yeah. Where are we at now? 62.
We'll see you later,
probably. In that area.
And that's on the record.
What are we at, 6-2? Is that the yeah. Next? All right.
Give me an automatic square footage, and let's go from there.
Before we go with this, you need copies if you need to do something.
If there's time, I'll bring it up.
What's that?
An extra property is $100,000, what they pay for it, they said.
I'm just if I can pull it up on people.
see the date. He's going to do his class.
He says his purchase price was $100,000 and the closing date was 2009. It was a foreclosure.
It's a
from Ozark Mountain Bank.
It's a 403.
That's what?
That's one of those 403 square footage.
403.
Which the MS.
Well,
it's actually 350 or what?
Right.
Yeah. Motion to set it at the same as the others.
We've already
done it?
Yeah.
You've already moved it?
Well, the motion's already been made.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we just need to go through these, find out which ones are all the 403s.
Yeah.
And then
footage. Any of them is around 800,000.
Which number is this? 62? Have we looked at 61?
Yeah,
yes. Sorry.
First two, the next two looks like the same.
Same thing.
65.
See, I went 65.
Ken Hutchins owns a fair amount of these.
It's a okay. 65 is
same thing.
Square footage.
65.
Yep.
Number 66.
All right. 66 is the same thing, isn't it?
I can verify.
They're
yep.
exact,
yes.
Exactly.
Let's look at number 67.
What's the difference in this 67?
That's a 434.
So that would need to be
that
60.
That we said it's 60.
68,754.
68,764. 768,764.
Mike, did you answer that?
So you got a teleconference for all three of those. Are you going to call them?
We've got
65, 66, 67 are all three.
Same owner on 68 or no?
Yes.
I don't think it is.
Ken J.
Hutchins.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's different. Well, it's the same phone number, but different.
Go ahead.
It looks like he's got one in trust, one in IRA, couple. He's got a couple in trust. And anyway, it's just a lot of different.
You're calling him, aren't you?
This last one is an 868.
So it's the 128. That's what we set that other's at.
2068.
So it's a 128. Was there any odd numbers on the bottom of it? Was it 128 straight?
$128.
Yeah, it was exactly. Yep.
On the 67, I'm showing it to be that little bit bigger one, the 434
yeah,
square
foot. Yeah. 68,764.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody did.
Yeah, it's 434.
So it'd be
137,528.
Okay. You guys want to, on BOE number 2016-67, move to set that value at $68,764?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
BOE number 2016-68. Move to set that to value 137,528. That's just based on double square footage of the $68,764.
On which one?
Next one down.
Well, we've already set one for
168.
Well, I thought you guys just said that that was the... 434 one times two. How many square foot?
It was 868 square feet. Leslie, didn't you say that?
Yeah.
How many?
68 is 868.
Which would be the 434 times two.
We already set one at 868 for 128.
On the with the 868 square foot window? Oh, well then.
Yeah.
So I will second what...
My motion was 137,528, so you wanted 128. I'll amend my motion to value of 128,000.
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You want to call that gentleman and let him know?
Ken.
I didn't catch the one before that. Let's see if you get that motion.
Brandon Williams made motion.
So these up here were set
68,764.
He said 64,000.
64.
Second.
Danny Strahan seconded the motion.
Bye-bye.
Are we 64
here?
We
haven't done anything with 65 and 66, or
are we
those were already done with
64. Yeah, 64. Hello, Mr. Hutchins.
Speaking.
Yeah, this is Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization here in Taney County, looking at your property.
Well, thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. We're looking at units 1032 at the Penthouse Condominium, unit 1119, and unit 940, and unit 1006.
Yes, sir.
With a previous motion, we've set the values of the two that have 403 square foot at $64,000. So the two smaller units you have would be set at $64,000. The unit that I believe is 838 square feet, excuse me, the unit that's 434 square foot is set at $68,764. And the unit that's 838 square foot is set at $128,000.
Okay, I'm okay with the three smaller ones. That 128 seems high. I thought I've seen them sell for 100,000 or less.
I believe it's based on, we've got a lot of condos in front of us in the exact same area, exact same unit, building, not unit, obviously, but same building. And with evidence provided earlier, plus evidence provided by you, I believe that's where the board came up with their decision on the 128,000. But I'm just speaking for one board member.
That's exactly right, because we had several of them at 140 and 155. And Jeff, you had some sales even in that 145 to 155 category, didn't you, on that?
On a few bigger ones, but yeah. But based on your size model, Mr. Hutchins, 128 is what the number that we came up with, and that's price per square foot. So, and we've been doing that pretty evenly across the board.
Well, I guess I think it previously, before today, was set at 140. Was it that one lowest last year?
Yep.
Yep.
140, 852.
So we've lowered it
10% almost, not quite, but whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll if that's the best you could do, I'll take that for this year. We'll relook at it next year if we have to.
Well, you'll receive a letter from the county clerk's office, and that letter will explain other avenues you might go. So if you do want to take it to the state tax commission, you will have that ability, and that will be explained.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So that those amounts that you just quoted, I wasn't aware that my three smaller ones, that one of them was different. Which one of those three is a different size than the others? Do you know?
Unit 940.
Is is that a handicap unit? Is that why it's a little bigger?